not even more in his campaign. Now, is that the lie or the truth?
He's been delivering. He's been doing some good winning.
I'd say he's been trying to deliver. He hadn't quite accomplished everything
he
wanted to.
Well, he backs a little bit on the border wall, okay?
Right, right. Okay. I think he's got some work to do on health care still. He's got work to do still, but no, he hasn't done anything fundamentally to contradict himself, I'd say.
Right, but look.
But he's pretty much delivered on what he promised.
Right. And you know, when we reelect him in 4 years, he's going to, which I'm fine with, he's going to burn some Democrat bridges because he's will have nothing to lose.
Well, we'll see.
I'm looking
forward
to it.
The thing about it is, I don't care how many Democrat bridges he burns. Because I hope to God that if Trump's reelected, and when his tenure is over, Mike Pence will be your president.
Oh, we shall
see. For another 8 years.
Could be.
Pence or somebody else?
He was groomed by Trump. He was, you know, and got the same values.
And Trump didn't fire him.
Well, Ronnie, I appreciate the call, man.
All right, y'all take care.
Take care, Ronnie.
Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy.
Love you too, brother. More news and views. Final hour coming up after this top of the hour break.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The U.S. slapped sanctions on Hong Kong's chief executive and other officials for their roles in curtailing political freedoms there. Meanwhile, Beijing blasting President Trump's executive orders aimed at some Chinese-owned social media platforms such as TikTok.
China saying it strongly opposes President Trump's executive orders, saying the United States is using national security as an excuse to suppress foreign companies.
Fox's Simon Owen. An appeals court rules against President Trump reviving the House Judiciary Committee's lawsuit to force former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before a congressional committee. And in the congressional gridlock over pandemic aid, President Trump indicating he could take executive action, the top White House economic advisor telling Fox Business the legal prep is complete. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat wave not only continues, we're getting actually a little hotter over the next 2 or 3 days. For today, with a high temperature in the mid to upper 90s, the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. Yeah, there'll be some isolated storms around, but again, the chances of seeing one are very small, about 20% at best. Then tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the upper 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Your odds of getting wet are not very good. There'll be some widely scattered storms around, but only a few lucky communities will get one. And then the rain chances do tend to get a little bit better by Monday and Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Wednesday. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 4300 block of Woodley Square. So far, there have been no arrests in the case. If you have any helpful information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. State Representative Will Dismukes turned himself in yesterday afternoon, shortly after news broke of his arrest warrant. Dismukes is charged with theft of property, accused of stealing from a company he used to work for. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says the amount is well over $2,500 and the alleged theft happened between 2016 and 2018. 67-year-old David Philip Justice, the owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Outlet, is being charged with 2 counts of sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old. His total bond amount is $60,000. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon, final hour of the program, last hour of the week. What a week it's been. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Now, Eddie. Eddie Bader in the house for another 20 minutes or so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you had to look at the Congress right now, whether it's a senator or representative, whether they're from the state of Alabama and technically represent you, or any other representative here in the nation, is there a particular congressman or senator that hops out and you're like, that's who is as close to I am philosophically? Here's how I view government. Is there a particular person?
Rand Paul is probably about the closest, to be honest.
Yeah, likewise. Rand Paul, Mike Lee, those types. You know, sort of these libertarian conservatives.
I just call them common sense people. But
right. And they're always treated as the Looney Tunes up there in the party and the radicals. And it's like, I'd rather be radical like Rand Paul than like AOC.
Right.
And compared to his father, Rand Paul's no radical. But Rand Paul, I'm glad you said that, because I feel like he's my senator, too.
Closest thing that I agree with 90% of his policies.
Him, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee.
Right.
Those three.
Right.
And
Lion Ted sometimes.
He recently, Rand Paul appeared on with Neil Cavuto, who, what the hell has happened to Cavuto over the years? I don't know. But Rand Paul is reminding folks about, weren't we complaining about Barack Obama's spending not too long ago? Let's listen in.
A touch on that back and forth as to where the president should deliver his address when he is nominated by your party. Nancy Pelosi said the White House would be a bad venue because it shouldn't be politicized. What do you think of that?
You know, I haven't really thought it through. There are restrictions on what the White House can do, whether it can be used for political purposes or not. I'm not sure what the exact rules are on the White House. I think the optics of it would be better to do somewhere else. If it's going to be a political, I don't know what it's going to be, a political speech. There is no real convention. It's sort of a disappointing time that the excitement of the political convention surrounding a presidential nomination aren't going to happen. So, but I don't have strong feelings one way or another on whether they use the White House or not.
Right. Got it. I know you have very strong feelings on this spending that's going on here and the fact the two sides are getting closer together and riding off on what will be, at the very least, Senator, I'm sure, a $1 trillion-plus stimulus measure on top of the $10 trillion we've already spent between congressional relief and Federal Reserve rescues to just keep everything humming. If they are close to a deal that has a package cost of a $1 trillion or better, are you going to vote for it?
Absolutely not. You know, it's funny that people say, well, Washington, Republicans and Democrats never compromise and can't get along. That's actually the opposite of truth. Republicans and Democrats compromise every day of the year to spend money we don't have. So we were already running $1 trillion short just with our normal budgetary expenses for the year. We added $3 trillion. Now they're talking about another $1 to $2 trillion. We're going to borrow $5 trillion in 5 months. I remember when conservatives complained about George W. Bush borrowing $5 trillion in 8 years. We're going to borrow $5 trillion in 5 months. Look at gold. Gold's over $2,000 an ounce. People are worried. The politicians around here say, oh, no, we just have to buy more voters by flooding the economy with money. Well, guess what? What if conservatives or libertarians that vote Republican decide the hell with it? You're acting like Democrats. We're either staying home or voting for a third party. You know what? They might just lose this election because they're acting like Democrats now. And so I'm very upset with my colleagues. They went 8 years. They should apologize now to President Obama for complaining that he was spending and borrowing too much. He was a piker compared to their borrowing that they're doing now. So, yes, these Republicans, they should have to apologize, and they should by law be forbidden from ever saying that they're fiscally conservative.
I'm amazed he's even in the Senate.
I know.
With comments like that.
How many friends do you think he's got in there?
Oh, not many. It's like, it's not about principle, Senator Paul. It's about getting along to go along and keeping the...
But what they all know is he's got a heck of a backing behind him. You and I are fans, and he's not our senator.
Right.
That's how big of a backing he's got.
I mean, he's absolutely right. The idea that we're spending this much, this quickly, just to keep things barely afloat.
But on top of that,
crazy.
Somebody, I think it was a PBS commentator that asked Nancy Pelosi yesterday, why are we passing bills for more money when we haven't spent all of the last set yet?
And the White House is now saying they might use some of that unspent money to repurpose it to keep the unemployment guarantees going without Congress. We'll see what comes of this. But, given this unprecedented time,
But you still...
It's not an excuse. We need to get back to common sense.
And that's just it. People will use, and you know this, Joey, people will use these unprecedented times to advance their own agenda.
Right. Well, Michelle Obama recently said the quiet part out loud. Like, this is a great opportunity to redistribute money.
Yeah. Oops, did I say that loud?
What gives you the right? Or you or anybody else?
Right.
Oh, the majority. Okay. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to George. Hey, George.
Hey, Joey, I got a question for you. I'm not trying to track you. I just want information.
Yeah.
Tell me everything you know and then what you think about Joe Jorgensen.
The Libertarian candidate?
Yes, sir.
That's about as much as I know about her. I know she was named the nominee for the Libertarian Party. And to be perfectly honest, I have not done much homework about her, though I have, in my own mind, entertained the idea that if Joe Jorgensen wanted to come on the program, have a conversation about what she's all about, what she would do, I would love to have her on the program to learn more about her. But all I know is that she's the candidate for the Libertarian Party, and that's about the full extent of my knowledge of it.
For some reason, I can't hear you right now.
Okay, well, I can hear you loud and clear, George.
Hello.
We'll call back, George.
Thanks, George.
Yeah, Joe Jorgensen, woman. I'm guessing probably 50s, maybe late 40s. She seems like a good candidate, but the Libertarian Party gives an alternative, but it's not a very viable governing option. But I do like the alternative. And I think they actually, across the board, are as close as any party to my actual beliefs. Because I really do believe in limited government, and let's get things back to local control. Let's generally, when there's a difficult, contentious issue, have liberty rule the day. You go your way, I'll go mine. And when we can cooperate, we will. Seems like common sense to me and what was unique about this country. But nope, everything's got to be a fight, and one side wins the power and forces things down on the other side. Isn't it lovely how politics brings us all together? But I would love to have Joe Jorgensen on the program, and we'll reach out here in the next few weeks. Yeah. I would love to talk to her about that.
Why not?
I mean, we played this game before, though, Eddie, but when despite all the worries about mail-in voting, we actually have it pretty buttoned up here in the state of Alabama with our Secretary of State, John Merrill.
Yep.
Absentee, you can request ballots, and I think that's fine. But when it's all said and done, after November 3rd comes and goes, who do you think will win the electoral votes from the great state of Alabama? Will it be Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., the former vice president of these United States, or will it be the current incumbent president of these United States, Donald John Trump? Who wins those electoral votes, Eddie?
I still got to go.
Oh, wait. Oh, think about it for a second. I don't want just a knee-jerk answer.
Well, I know Biden's been doing a lot of good campaigning lately. And
from the basement.
He sounded solid. Just sharp guy. And come a long way, but even though he's come as far as he has, I don't think he's won over Alabama yet.
So you think the electoral votes go to
Donald Trump?
Okay, yeah. So I think that's kind of written in stone.
In fact, Joey, it's funny that you say that because so many of my Democrat friends, I think, have given up on the fact that it will be someone besides Donald Trump. They're now going to the Doug Jones, Tommy Tuberville election. That's where they're putting all their
energy. Yeah. Well, no, that's probably a wise decision, but I think that's also a losing battle for them.
I agree, but to me, and I told one of them, all right, so you already conceded the loss on the presidency, so now you're going to go to this other race.
Right. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Randall. How you doing, buddy?
Man, this type of show I'm talking about. I mean, we have covered the gamut today, baby. I'm talking about. And there ain't much you can add to me in the call except for the man who was discussing Nikola Tesla and about how we are controlled and suppressed because electricity is what keeps the mind from creativity. Power is what keeps us at bay. I mean, if we have free electricity, you cannot stop anybody from inventing anything. But it takes power to test. It takes power to try and fail. And you just don't have, you know, I mean, we don't have it because of what they did prior to Nikola Tesla. Now, that once you start studying Nikola Tesla, you're going to find, but you got to go through how he created Tesla towers. you're gonna have to go on back. Then you're gonna lead you to the pyramids. Pyramids is the same as how Nikola Tesla came up with the Tesla coils. He ran from the military. Where they were from, they were supposed to go into the military, and he ran to the bush or whatever you want to call it back then, and he studied lightning, granite, rock, how it translated through the hills, and he could tell that lightning always had a starting point, and it never was so far away that you only seen the end of it. You always seen the beginning of it, no matter what, and that was the ionic sphere he came up with, or he didn't come up with, but that's where the power would not go outside the ionic sphere. Same way with the pyramid. Same thing with the Glock. Same thing with Greg talks about them a lot. They once think they're burial grounds, but it's how we got free electricity. And I promise y'all, we've been to the moon, but it's before Jesus walked this earth. Now, you want to talk about how far back this stuff goes, I tell you, globalism goes back before Jesus touched down. And that's there ain't no way other to look at it. This thing is all planned. That's why numbers mean so much to the globalists. That's why everything is done in numbers. Because one thing about numbers never change, math never changes through the whole world. That's one thing that stays the same. And that is something that you can change language, you can change the meaning of words, but you can never change the meaning of that number. Mm-hmm. And that's how they get away with it. Once we really, if somebody ever become a Nikola Tesla, they take it away from you. You don't have a chance of beating these folks one-on-one. You never will. Nikola Tesla didn't, and he didn't die no lonely man. The New York Hotel was his playground. They gave that to him. He come up with so much stuff. And you're going to see what Donald Trump, Uncle John Trump, was had FBI agent that signed off on it, saying that it wasn't no good. It could nobody read it, which all was another lie. Because you'll hear a story, Nikola Tesla, he never wrote nothing down. That man wrote down everything. That's the difference. It depends how what road you go down. And then once you go down all three rabbit holes, you can come up with your own pyramid, your own way of how they took it away from. But I mean, all of the days what I gather is that they only give us what they want us to know. Just like Red Top is a studied individual, but he didn't know the other part of a prominent Alabama man because mm-hmm. he wasn't told it. And he's got a job, he's got a family, and that's what they want. They don't want us looking for the truth. And I'm so proud of somebody on Nikola Tesla. I mean, you don't even know, that makes my heart so happy. But when you see John Trump and Vannevar Bush, with Vannevar Bush, you can't even connect Vannevar Bush and Prescott Bush are together no more. You can't do it through Google. You can't do it through DuckDuckGoose or nothing else. No search engine. They've stopped us from connecting the two people.
Right.
And it's sad how far back these plans go. And I know as a libertarian that there's got to be an ultimate way to get this back through voting, but I don't see how. I really don't see. I mean, unless we just went with the libertarian plan for 10 years straight, I don't see how we get it back unless we pick up arms and show up at the
Capitol. I think what's going to happen is that Americans, Randall, on whatever issue, I think the system will start to fail under its own weight or come apart, and that's when people wake up. People aren't going to take their medicine until they have to, is essentially what I'm laying down. And that's unfortunately reality. I shared, you know, a long, very ancient critique of democracy. Are you going to vote for the doctor who tells you this is going to hurt a little bit, but it's for your own good? I know it tastes nasty, but you need to take this medicine. Or are you going to vote for the candidate that says, I'll give you all the sweets and all the lusts that you desire? You're going to go with the person that gives you the sweets and the lusts and anything you want and says, oh, it's just okay. And I think at a certain point, the clock will run out on that way of thinking, whether it's folks changing their mind, but more likely it'll be people realizing, oh, here are the consequences of how we've been behaving for the last few decades, and then we'll have to make decisions accordingly. That's when I hope you can step in with good, sound, limited government, and I believe our system is built to be able to be resilient in the face of that. We can go back to more state control, don't completely, you know, ruin the federal government, but there will be a day of reckoning with the current trajectory, whether it's financial or other things we're doing. So I don't know if it'll happen at the ballot box before that day of reckoning, but that day's coming.
What you just said, only two ways a human to change, and that's through hunger or through anger. And we got to get to that point. And I thought I could make everybody mad enough at me that we see, you know, opposite sides of each other, but I don't know if playing the devil advocate is, you know what I mean? I don't even know if I'm up to it for another 2 years. You know what I mean? I told God I was. But, y'all, I'm so happy they said Nikola Tesla. And you'll start seeing that all this is connected. And you can't tell me that Donald Trump's uncle being over FBI it don't have no play on him today. I just, and not how we know things work and how we can't point our fingers at the bad on one side, but just also kind of skip over on this side because we think that this white man's going to save us. I mean, I'm scared that he ain't, man. I think, I'm glad everybody's picking up the book. That's all I can say. Love y'all.
Thank you. You too. You know, I love Randall, but half the time I don't know what he's talking about.
He does. That's all that matters. He knows what he's talking about.
There you go.
Heart of gold. Love you, Randall.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back. Going to say bye to Eddie Bader. You're leaving?
I'm leaving. I'll be back this afternoon at 3 o'clock with Drake.
See you on Monday. More news and views when we come back.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September, we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessings.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Napa know-how.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, I got a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on Dan's show, when John DeVoe comes on and y'all do that little deal?
Yeah.
I think when Randall calls your show, you need to play the theme from The Twilight Zone. I think that would be a good suggestion there. Did I hear him say something that there were people on the moon before Jesus was born? We'd gone to the moon before Jesus. Is that what he said?
Honestly, I'm not sure. That might have snuck out.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard that. Okay. All right. Well, that shocked me. I must have missed something there.
Well, prove it's not true, Jim.
yeah. Okay. And actually, Joe Biden is one of those lizard people. He's an alien, and if you cut him open, a lizard will come out of his body.
Yeah, it's like that documentary, Men in Black.
Yeah, Yeah, okay. Well, just a little strange there. I got one thing about Joe Biden, and you know, I said something to you about it the other day, Joe, and you had the same experience. If you've known anybody that's Alzheimer's or dementia,
right?
You know that look.
Yes.
Seriously, my mom died. She was almost 92, but she had it for a couple of years, and I could tell. And I'm telling you, when I see Joe on there sometimes, it's that look in the eyes, you know. It's like they're looking at something else. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know how to describe it, but you can tell.
Well, it's like when you're staring off into space, and maybe you're in your own head, and it can happen to anybody, but it really does start to happen as you lose. Biden's tells on how he's declining are multifold. So, essentially, look at how he walks, for instance, compared to before. Yeah. His gait is a big tell on that sort of decline. But just the tone of his speech, the cadence, how it's very... Like, unfortunate. It's different than the guy was just a few years ago.
Yeah, and it'll come on once it starts, it can really speed up. You notice when he's with, like, his wife or somehow, she's real clingy with him, like holding on to him and stuff like that.
Right.
Because I know that my mom, she got to the point where she would, you know, accuse us of doing things and things happening that never happened. But,
I saw this ad for Biden. It was really well shot. It was him, you know, showing off this old green Corvette he owns. Really cool car. And it's mostly Biden like, yeah, look at this car. I'm driving it. And there's one point where another voice comes in and goes, tomorrow we get to go drive more cars, electric cars. Like, oh, great. It reminded me of like old P.G. Wodehouse novels where the aristocrat, you know, is the one technically in charge, but Jeeves, the butler, is actually the guy who pulls the strings. And it's making me wonder, who is Joe Biden's Jeeves? Who's the guy that's actually getting his fat out of the fire? Who's going to actually be running things for the guy?
You remember that, I was just thinking about something, because this is little, you were probably weren't even born when this series came out, but you've seen a rerun. The original Star Trek episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one episode on there where they were on a planet, and the planet was in the period of, like, the Nazis.
Hmm.
And they had this older leader guy. He was an old guy, but he was their leader. But he was gone mentally. And so they would prop him up in a room by himself, and they had all this recorded stuff, and it made it look like his mouth was moving and saying all these things, you know, how to run the government, all this stuff.
Right.
But his mind was gone completely. He was just a prop. And that's what I think about that, and I said, gee, is that what they're going to do? We're never going to see Joe in any kind of... We're always going to get these shots from the White House if he's elected in this room by himself, and he'll be saying things, but it's not really him.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing today? It just makes me wonder who is actually going to be running that campaign and that administration if it comes to pass. You know, and... A full, you know, Joe Biden at his full powers, you know, has his wits completely about him. He has this sort of moderate streak. He'd probably be a deal maker, but he's given himself up to so much of the left's agenda. And the energy, obviously, in the Democratic Party is more on the Democratic Socialist left that it makes me nervous as hell. There's a lot of stuff Trump says that I've been saying for years, Jim, that I don't like. I'm not a through and through populist that's so concerned about a lot of different things the president is, but at least Donald Trump isn't trying to completely reshape the country fundamentally. And I think also he hit the nail on the head with wanting to revisit and renegotiate the post-war order. We've been running on fumes since the Cold War, and especially since the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's time for NATO partners to pony up more money. It's time to put our focus on China. I agree with all that stuff, but yeah, I can't in good conscience go with Biden this November.
Yeah, I don't understand how any thinking Democrat can look at Joe Biden and say, I'm excited about this man to be president. I just cannot believe that.
Well, and again, it's the team. You're voting for the team. And that's what I think there are a lot of Democrats here in Alabama maybe don't love everything Biden says or love everything the Democrats in the national level say, but they go with the team. It's funny how that works out. People vote maybe sometimes on single issues. They vote based on personality. And you know what? They can vote because it's like, Joe Biden reminds me of my golden retriever. Like, you know, you can vote for any reason.
Yeah, well, when are we going to hear about his vice presidential candidate? I mean, his pick. What?
Yeah, I'm wondering that, too. It's supposed to be this last weekend, and we're still waiting.
Somebody said, well, he might not meet with him in person, but he might just, like, do it, like, on the Internet. Well, how is he going to sniff their hair if they don't do it in person?
Wow, it smells like lilacs.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to work at all.
Oh.
Oh, good Lord. Anyways, I'm glad it's Friday.
Me too. Appreciate the call, Jim.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Bye. You too. 272-9228. Yeah, just coming near the end of the show here. I look forward to seeing my brother. You know, folks, the world is crazy right now, but I'm sure all of this, if it hasn't already reminded you, it's reminded me of what really matters, and that's family. That's those good friends of yours, making sure you're looking out for the folks you really love. You know, we like to sometimes believe, oh, I love everybody. No, you don't. You dope. You love certain people more than others. That's obvious. Of course you love your kids more than, say, that brat down the street. Of course you love your family more than the stranger, you know, halfway across the world. And maybe you love certain family members more than others. But when you remind yourself when hits the fan, you'll see who's really your friend, who's really looking out for you, and use these crazy times as a opportunity to make sure you've got those people in your life and that you're doing your part to look out for those folks. 272-9228, more news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hello, this is Chase, General Manager of Second Chance Auto Sales in the capital city of Montgomery, Alabama. When it comes to advertising our business, Blue Water Broadcasting is our number one choice. We have used Blue Water for several years, and they have definitely helped increase traffic into our business. I definitely recommend giving Blue Water a call for all your marketing needs.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat wave not only continues, we're getting actually a little hotter over the next two or three days. For today, with a high temperature in the mid to upper 90s, the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. Yeah, there'll be some isolated storms around, but again, the chances of seeing one are very small, about 20% at best. Then tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the upper 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Your odds of getting wet are not very good. There'll be some widely scattered storms around, but only a few lucky communities will get one. And then the rain chances do tend to get a little bit better by Monday and Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Express Fitness 24-7. That's where I go to meet all my fitness goals. I'm actually taking a couple days off, but I hit it hard earlier in the week, and I'm feeling it. But not to make this about me, it could be about you. Express Fitness 24-7, the location over there on Harrison Road, the old Hogan's Gym. Location. I'm actually wearing a Hogan's Gym hat from there right now. Again, making it about me. But you can meet your fitness goals when you sign up there. It's all in the name. When you sign up, you'll get 24/7 access to the facilities. Whenever it's convenient for you, you can go and get your workout in. It's a one-time sign-up fee and no long-term contract. You can pay month to month if you so please. Of course, you can pay ahead several months, but you can do it month to month if you so please. Whether you're looking to do, you know, with power racks, heavy barbell lifts, Olympic lifts, squats, bench, these sorts of things, or you're looking to get in, you know, a workout with those weight machines, whether plate loader or cable weight machines, or if you're just looking to get cardio in, there's plenty of room to do some cardio and plenty of cardio machines to make that happen. You should check them out today. Again, that's 3331 Harrison Road, Express Fitness 24/7 at the old Hogan's Gym location. You can also check out the many locations around the river region at Express Fitness 24. That's the number 24.com. Express Fitness 24/7. Be sure when you stop by that you tell them Joey from the radio sent you. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones to a longtime caller, good friend of all the programs here on News Talk 93.1 FM, east of the Rockies. Hey, East.
Hey, good morning. Look, I wanted to reprise a discussion that was being done earlier. I was busy at work, and I hope you don't feel offended when we don't. I don't call as often because it's the busy part of the day. When I got it, you on.
It takes me a lot to. It takes a lot to make me cry, East. All right.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, look. You know, if all we do is look through the keyhole of media, you know, especially just those limited networks, yeah, we could get discouraged real easy.
Yeah.
And this idea that Alabama is such a terrible place is perpetuated by some things that happened a long time ago, and we don't take into account the greater change that has been achieved. And I love Dr. Ken's commentary on that. But, you know, let's look at it this way. If you're an art critic, I love Van Gogh. I love the story behind Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. But if all I do is say, he cut off his ear.
Right.
He cut off his ear. You know, nobody's going to want to hear me talk about art. If that's not, you know, it's not like I'm selling glasses here. You know, Van Gogh can't wear glasses either, right? I mean, come on. Let's quit looking through the keyhole of our immediate history and look at the bigger picture. And that's something that I'm thankful that talk radio and especially Blue Water provides for us.
And Alabama's a great place to live. You know, I listen to a lot of national conversations or conversations from 10,000 feet. And yeah, a lot of folks are bemoaning, say, the loss of social capital in our country, that people and neighbors aren't looking out for one another, people aren't joining clubs and civic groups or engaging with their community. And that, I'm sure, is true in many ways compared to the past. But when you look at places like Alabama, that's not as true. There are a lot of people and neighbors who have to look out for one another, who enjoy it. And many of the traditions of America remain strong here in places like Alabama. And furthermore, there's a lot of reasons why so many, say, Air Force families, military families in general, but other folks from around the country end up retiring here or end up staying here because it's number one, cheaper to live here, but number two, it's a great place. I think Greg's talked about this before. It reminds him, Alabama does, of the way he grew up, you know, outside of the city, but people looking out for one another. And being born and raised here, I sometimes take that for granted. Didn't fully appreciate it, but as I especially get older, start thinking about starting a family, these sorts of things, this is a good place to live. And despite some ugly aspects of the past, what place on earth doesn't have that? I love where I live. And I'm
I don't see you moving to Minneapolis anytime soon.
Oh, unless I can take up residence at Paisley Park, I'll probably do that.
That's right. I'll go if I can live with a SEAL team, man.
Yeah, well, that's in Chanhassen, Minnesota, not Minneapolis proper.
There you go. Well, look, great show, dude, and I hope you enjoy your weekend, and we'll look forward to hearing you next week.
Appreciate it, East. Thank you, sir.
Later.
272-9228, and a quick update. This is from Paul Sperry at Real Clear Investigations. He wrote this up yesterday. Quote, while there's much speculation inside the Beltway that says U.S. Attorney John Durham will punt the results of his so-called Spygate investigation past the election to avoid charges of political interference, sources who have worked with Durham on past public corruption cases doubt he'll bend to political pressure, and they expect Durham to drop bombshells before Labor Day. Labor Day, just as a reminder, will be, I believe, September 7th this year. So we'll see if those sources are correct. Again, don't hold your breath, but I would love to see something come down before Labor Day. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. How are you?
Doing well.
This is Lori.
How are you, Lori?
Good. Hey, Eddie.
He's not here anymore.
He's left. Okay, I'm sorry. I wanted to say this isn't political or anything. Something happened out here in the country last night. I just wanted to give a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad accident, and we listened to it for a couple of hours last night. And a helicopter kept hovering after all the sirens. And I said, you think they're looking for somebody? He said, no, not with all the sirens. It's probably an accident. And when that helicopter, we heard it. We could tell it had landed because it was running, but it wasn't moving anymore. And it ended up, we found out, they did life flight somebody out of here. And they landed in a very small area in a pasture out here, and if they did that at 9:15 last night, that's a very good capability that we have in this area. And I just want to give a shout out to the pilots that are able to do that in the dark, in the woods, in a small, very small area in a pasture. And it is a very small area, and I'm surprised that you could set it down in the dark like that. But I just wanted to say we're lucky to have that capability in the area, and my heart goes out to the families that were involved, and I hope everybody is okay. But it's good that we have that resource in the area.
Absolutely. So, well, take some skill and some real commitment. I appreciate you sharing that, Lori.
Okay. Thanks, Joey. Have a great weekend.
You too. Last segment of News and Views from 9 till noon coming up. Last few minutes of the show for the week. Oh, thank God. 272-9228 if you want to get in before the Dan Moore Show coming up at noon. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Metro Fitness is here to serve all your fitness needs. We're welcoming summer with a great three-month membership special that includes all the gym has to offer with no hidden fees. Come experience our variety in group fitness classes, the walking track, steam room, sauna, and the functional fitness zone. We're following all the new guidelines set down by the Department of Public Health, so your safety is our priority. Come be a part of our Metro family in this great three-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, I'm going to do something I don't often do here, and that is play a video somebody sent me. This is actually, of all folks, Ricky Gervais, a well-known comedian, British comedian, and I've been promised by the person who sent it to me, Mike D. What's up, brother? There's no swearing in this, but it's actually from PragerU, Dennis Prager's program, and it's Ricky Gervais on how censoring speech is dangerous. So let's take a listen here.
Seeing that there's this new trendy myth that people who want free speech want it to say awful things all the time. This just isn't true. It protects everyone. But the two catastrophic problems with the term hate speech is, one, what constitutes hate speech? Everyone disagrees. There is no consensus on what hate speech is, right? And two, who decides? And there's the real rub, because obviously the people who think they want to close down free speech because it's bad are the fascists. It's a really weird, mixed-up idea that these people hide behind the shield of goodness. We're good. We're social justice work. We're doing this for good, and what we say goes. Yeah. And they don't realise how corrupt and wrong that is. It is mob rule, and I think that's what would compromise the comedy. Not that some people wouldn't love it and get it. It's that the people in charge would be bullied. Let's not forget, there are loads of caveats to free speech already, but I agree with all of them. Libel, slander, watershed, protection of children's rights, food additives, all these things are already in place. What's not in place and what's never should be in place is that you mustn't say something that someone somewhere might find offensive, because someone somewhere will find everything offensive. And as I've said so many times, just because you're offended, it doesn't mean you're right. And now I don't want to be lumped in with those celebrities who lecture people, who think they're above everything just because they've got a platform. I mean, it really works both ways. And the worry now is social media amplifies everything. If you're mildly left wing on Twitter, you're suddenly Trotsky, right? And if you're mildly conservative, you're Hitler.
You're a Nazi.
And if you're centrist and you look at both arguments, you're a coward.
Oh, that's good stuff from Ricky Gervais there, yeah. And it is amazing. You know, we had folks, because of this incoming Auburn professor who said, you know, I can't bring myself to say, go War Eagles. Like, number one, dude, that's not how people say it. But then he also said, excuse me, pardon me for using harsh abbreviations and letters. He said, F all the police, something to that effect. Well, there are a lot of folks who said, oh, Auburn should use their power. People who send money to Auburn should use their power. Well, You know, I don't think the guy should be canceled, but apparently there is news. Auburn didn't take any action other than this. After the blowback online, the professor requested a more research-based assignment at the university, and Auburn has granted that to him. So it doesn't seem like he'll be teaching young minds, but he'll be doing research. However, research for queer theory and black and critical theory studies works. I ran into all that stuff in college, and I found that to be annoying, a bunch of BS when I first ran into it. And I thought, well, but I'll engage with it. I'll get a good grade. I'll argue with the teachers about, you know, I remember one in particular. It was a feminist class, a gender and comparative politics class. And they said, oh, well, free will, we all know, free will for the individual is largely mythical. To which I raised my hand and said to the teacher, then how did feminists ever come on the scene? And they all just all of a sudden, the zeitgeist happened and they all collectively agreed that we've got to empower women. No, I'd imagine it was certain individual women who wanted a certain thing and they spread their ideas. It's always about your power. To close the show, really fascinating discussion I heard over the week from Neil Ferguson about Henry Kissinger. And he wrote a book not too long ago on the young Kissinger, the Kissinger we don't often talk about, a man whose family escaped Nazi Germany, I believe 1938. And then Kissinger, in a few years later, finds himself enlisted and on the front lines back in Germany fighting the Nazi regime he escaped from. And it's those experiences, as well as the experiences of going back to college, being at Harvard, learning about, you know, the deep philosophy and traditions of this nation and the world, that Kissinger came to a point of view, said free will is an absolute, that it is about individual decision making. Of course, leaders around the world are always constrained by a bunch of tough decisions. And often the decisions when you're, say, a president or any sort of world leader, you have a choice between a whole bunch of evils, some more evil, some lesser. But at the end of the day, it is always about what you as an individual decide. And I find it very disempowering, very troubling, that the current zeitgeist on the left is to say, no, it's not about the individual, it's about the system, and the man's out to get you, man. Come on, man. We got to fight the system and tear it down. That's the only way you can be free. You as an individual can't make your own way. You as an individual can't make your own life. And I think that's a very, very worrisome, if not downright handicapping thing to say to somebody, especially somebody who maybe doesn't have it made just yet, who is going through a tough time, to say to them that you can't do anything about it to improve your own life. It's a terrible thing to, especially to tell young people who are obvious. You know, I'm not that far removed from my 20s. I'm only 31. It's a very confusing time, let's just say. Of course you're going to make a lot of mistakes when you're very young. And so to say to a young person, well, you can't really do anything about it. In fact, those mistakes you made are probably, those problems in your life are probably somebody else's fault. Or if not an individual person, other person, the system's fault. So let's tear it down. And the way we tear it down is you give me, the leader, more power. It's a dangerous road to go down. And we should defend freedom of speech as well as all the other freedoms found in our Bill of Rights. And just make sure they aren't only parchment barriers. As was said at the beginning of the Republic, we actually have to uphold these ideas, constantly study them, and be ready to fight for them at the ballot box or otherwise. Well, that does it for me today. News and views tonight from 9 till noon. You can tell it's Friday. I'm ready to go. Jack apologizes that he couldn't make the show today. Thank you again to Eddie Bader for hanging out for about 2.5 hours here. Dan Morris is next. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot to talk about that we didn't get to earlier in the week. Be right back with the Dan Moore Show after this top of the hour break.